AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A steady stream of mourners stopped by the main entrance of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, northwest of Los Angeles, to leave flowers and pay respect upon learning of the death Sunday of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports condolences are coming from plain people and presidents, including the Obamas.
In a joint statement with her husband, Michelle Obama says her family had a head start on adapting to White House life thanks to warm and generous advice from Nancy Reagan. The Obamas sent condolences to the Reagan children, as did former First Lady Barbara Bush, who adds she and her husband take comfort in knowing now the devoted former first couple will be reunited.
Nancy Reagan died of congestive heart failure at age 94. Former President Jimmy Carter told his Sunday school class that he no longer needs treatment for cancer. It's been less than 7 months since he revealed his diagnosis of melanoma that spread to his brain. In their CNN debate last night, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tangled on economic issues. In a Democratic presidential debate over trade, Wall Street influence, and gun control, Sanders says he doesn't agree with the lawsuit against the makers of the gun used in the Sandy Hook school massacre.
If they understand that they're selling guns into an area that is getting into the hands of criminals, of course they should be held liable. But if they are selling a product to a person who buys it legally, what you're really talking about is ending gun manufacturing in America.
Clinton says Sanders should have supported a measure to hold gun makers liable when their weapons are used in crimes.
You talk about corporate greed. The gun manufacturers sell guns to make as much money as they can make.
That sound courtesy CNN, which sponsored the last debate with the Democrats last night. This is AP Radio News. After severe weekend weather that left one person dead in Northern California, forecasters are warning of strong winds, heavy snow in the mountains, and dangerous breaking waves along the coast. A 7-day total that could approach 20 inches of rain in Northern California and up to 3 inches in the southern end of the state is forecast. Average price of gasoline has jumped 7 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.84 a gallon. Industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
It's mostly because crude oil prices hit some kind of a bottom in these 2 weeks and rose by a few dollars per barrel. They rose more than gasoline did, which may indicate we're going to have a few more pennies at the pump coming soon.
It was an episode shown in the UK on Christmas. American audiences finally getting to see the finale of the lush British drama Downton Abbey. At the end of 6 seasons, without giving away too much, I can tell you most everyone has happy endings. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.